Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. And the reason is this. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Mind you, that's before the meat is weighed and priced, which means more meat for your money. And it's top U.S. government grades of beef. It's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Yes, in Kroger cut beef, you get a better value in top grade beef. For example, take a specific cut of beef, say a Kroger cut chuck roast. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat. That means you get a better value because you get more solid meat, only a minimum of bone. Yes, you receive more meat, less waste, whether you buy a steak or roast. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Get Kroger cut beef. It gives you more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. A few minutes ago, Penny's mother, Grace Billings, went to waken her invalid husband, Jed, to give him his medicine. But he couldn't be aroused. Dr. Ryan was called immediately, and while waiting for him, Penny Gibbs joins her mother at Jed's bedside. Penny says...
Look, Mother, I know this is frightening, but it'll be all right as soon as Dr. Ryan gets here.
Oh, I hope so, Penny. But this frightens me so. What's happened to him, darling? Does this mean that...
Look, you know it doesn't mean anything like what you're thinking.
But it means something. This has never happened before.
Mother, maybe it's something that's supposed to happen. Dr. Ryan said
I know what Dr. Ryan said. He said Jed would never get well. But was that his way of saying he wasn't even going to live?
Don't you think such things? Mother, I don't know what's the matter with Jed or why he won't wake up or what this means, but I honestly believe it's nothing to worry about. Just wait and see what it means. Please. Mother, here's Dr. Ryan. I see his car. I'll go down and let him in.
Oh, thank heavens he's here. I thought he'd never come.
Darling, we only called him 10 minutes ago.
10 minutes? It seems like 10 years.
Golly. Just a minute, I'm coming.
Hello, Penny.
Dr. Ryan. You were awfully good to get here so quickly.
I made it as fast as I could. Any change?
No, no, he still won't wake up. You better go right up, Dr. Ryan.
Thank you. You'd better stay down here if you don't mind.
No, it's all right. I understand.
Where's your mother?
In Jed's room.
I see.
Oh, Dr. Ryan. Doctor, I'm so glad you're here. Jed'll be all right, won't he?
I hope so, Mrs. Billings.
Well, he has to be all right.
Well, if he's supposed to be, he will be, Mrs. Billings. Now, you go downstairs and stay with Penny. I'll call you when I need you.
Well, isn't there something I can do now?
Not just now. You go downstairs, and Jed and I will fight this thing out together.
Well, all right, Doctor. But you'll call me right away?
As soon as I know something. Now, just take it easy. Getting excited won't help. Penny?
Oh, yes, Dr. Ryan?
Get your mother some hot tea or coffee. It might make her feel better.
All right.
Oh, no, Penny. I don't care for anything.
No, it'd be good for you.
No, I couldn't swallow anything right now. I just couldn't, dear.
All right, I won't force you. Come on, let's sit down here on the sofa and try and relax a little.
No, I can't. I keep wondering what's going on upstairs. Penny, there was a terrible look of concern on Dr. Ryan's face.
No, I don't think there was, Mother. You just imagined it.
No, Penny, the look was there. He even looked a little frightened.
Mother, that's not so. Doctors don't fear things like this. They expect things like this.
Oh, but Penny, he looked so worried.
Mother, if Dr. Ryan looked worried, it's probably because he has no idea what's wrong. What are you looking at out the window?
The day. How beautiful it is.
It is nice, isn't it?
There isn't a cloud anywhere. Not even a little one.
It's a blue sky in April. It's a rarity in Rossville. Let me see it.
Mrs. Brown has started a garden early. I saw her out with a spade and hoe just yesterday. Isn't the day lovely, Penny?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
To think people have to be sick or maybe dying on a day like this.
Look, Mother, even on the loveliest days, somewhere somebody's in trouble, and for them and those around them, the day isn't so beautiful. Right now, we're having our share of unhappiness on a nice day. Tomorrow, it'll be somebody else.
I know that, darling. I'm not feeling sorry for myself, but for Jed. Oh, how he'd love a day like this. Leave the office and come home. Ask me to go for a walk with him or drive out the highway with him to see how spring was doing in the country. Look where he is now. Upstairs in bed. No,
just... Oh, Mother, please, stop it. Come on, come away from the window and don't think about Jed. Until you have some reason for thinking what you are thinking.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm acting like a baby about this. But I'm far from a baby, don't you think?
Oh, darling, you're still a baby in a lot of ways. And I like taking care of you.
Oh, I'm supposed to take care of you. I'm the older and supposedly wiser.
Well, we'll look out for each other. You know, we're really more than just mother and daughter, aren't we? We're friends. And, you know, friends have a way of helping one another when things go wrong.
Oh, darling, if something happens to Jed, I'll need your help.
Mother, you've got to stop thinking something is going to happen to him. He's all right, I know it.
Oh, it's Dr. Ryan.
Billings.
Mother, now, don't get excited.
Oh, Dr.
Please,
Ryan, is he going to be all right?
Not only going to be all right, Mrs. Billings, he is all right.
He's all right?
Absolutely.
Dr. Ryan, that's wonderful.
Well, may I go up and see him?
I don't know why not. But don't excite him. He's rather weak.
Oh, I won't. I just want to see him. I just want to know he's all right.
Penny, your mother's going to be the next one in bed if she doesn't quiet down.
There isn't much I can do with it, Dr. Ryan.
Well, maybe I'll send her something to quiet her a little. The body can stand just so much abuse, you know. And excitement can be abusive.
Oh, I know that. Dr. Ryan, tell me the truth. Jed really is all right, isn't he?
He's awake now, if that's what you mean.
Well, I guess that's what I meant. I know that there's no hope for the other thing.
Penny, don't say there's no hope. There always is.
I guess I know that too, Dr. Ryan, but this was such a frightening thing. Is this going to happen often?
I don't know. It might. You see, I still don't know any more about Jed's illness than I ever did. This fainting spell of his, because that's just about all it was, a deep faint... Well, I don't know what caused it or if it will repeat.
Well, then he may go through it again.
He may not. I know it's not much comfort to you when I talk this way, Penny, but I'm sure you'd rather have me tell you the truth, wouldn't you?
Oh, yes, sir, I would.
I'm going to prescribe something for Jed that'll build him up a little. It may be that this illness is taking more out of him than it appears. I know it's taking a lot out of you and your mother.
It's especially hard on Mother.
You aren't looking your old self, Penny.
Dr. Ryan, things have been a little difficult for all of us, you know.
Life gets increasingly complicated as it goes along, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. What made you say that?
Penny, you're not a patient of mine, and I hope you never have any reason to be. But I've known you for a long time and watched you pretty closely the last few years. I know you well enough now to know you're troubled. What is it, Penny?
I don't suppose my problems are any different from the problems of other people my age, but... I'm beginning to wonder just how long it'll be before I can really live my own life.
Well, that's a problem that comes to all of us sooner or later, Penny. Not just once, but many times. There's never a time when you or I or anyone can live his or her life completely independent of anyone else.
Oh, no. I don't want to live independently, Dr. Ryan. I didn't mean that. It'd be like living in a vacuum.
Then you mean, when will the troubles of others stop being your troubles, too?
In a way. And I'm not referring to Jed and his illness, you know.
No, I don't think you are. You know, you're the kind of tolerant soul to whom everyone brings troubles. You'd better reconcile yourself to that fact, Penny. You'll always be, to a greater or lesser degree, interested enough in others to share their difficulties with them. But don't be unhappy about it.
I'm not unhappy about it. I'm just puzzled. Is life for me going to be an endless series of problems?
Life is an endless series of difficulties, Penny. And believe me, as a doctor, I found out the worst way. I've seen sufferings of all kinds, not just physical suffering either, but mental and spiritual pain for which there's no opiate to ease the hurt.
Dr. Ryan, does it depress you to see all that?
Not in the least, Penny, because I've seen something else, too. I've found out that the human being is a storehouse of perseverance and courage. I've seen men and women of all walks of life rise above the most stupendous adversities. I've seen people beckoned by death turn away from it with the aid of nothing but a will to live, then go on to a long and prosperous life. I'm proud of my fellow man for what I've seen him do. I'm going to be proud of Jed one of these days for what he's going to do.
Well, what will he do, Dr. Ryan?
Go on living and do something with his life. You wait and see. And Penny, don't be troubled by Jed's illness or the problems of others when they come to you. Out of it all, you'll gain a vast knowledge of what it's all about. And you'll be better off for it. And you'll be equipped to do something with your life when the time comes. You wait and see.
Oh, thanks, Dr. Ryan. I think I know what you mean. And what you're saying isn't just words. But you know, waiting is an awful thing because after too long a time, you seem to lose sight of what you're waiting for.
Are you comfortable on the edge of the bed, Grace?
Mm-hmm.
Sure you don't want to sit in that chair.
Well, it's all right with you, Jed. I'd rather sit close like this.
It's fine with me, Grace, but I don't like the reason you want to sit close.
But, Jed, I thought I'd lost you.
Yeah, that's what I mean by not liking the reason. Now you know I wouldn't go away and leave you without saying goodbye.
Oh, Jed.
Now, Grace, don't do that. You make me feel as if I'd been a bad boy. And I guess I have.
Oh, Jed, darling.
Well, I want to apologize, Grace.
Apologize? For what?
Well, for frightening you. It was thoughtless of me, but it was just an accident. I couldn't hold on. I just went to sleep without wanting to. If I thought it was anything serious, I'd have called. Forgive me.
Forgive you? Oh, Jed.
Now, no more tears. Dr. Ryan said all I did was faint a little. Well, maybe more than a little. Just like me to overdo. I always overdo everything.
Oh, Jed, you're wonderful. You can even laugh.
Can't you laugh? Well, at least smile. Hmm? It's all over and it wasn't serious. And if it happens again, there's no cause for worry.
It will happen again then?
It might when I'm tired, so I'm going to do my best not to get tired.
Oh, we won't let you get tired, Jed.
Wait on me more than ever, huh? No, I won't have that. I'll just take it a little easier myself. I won't spend so much time in my wheelchair. I'll... Say, it's a beautiful day, isn't it?
Lovely.
You ought to get out today, Grace. Go for a walk or drive out the highway with Penny to see how spring is doing in the country.
Some other day, Jeff. Some other day.
You mean some other spring, don't you, Grace? Some other spring when I can walk again.
What kind of life does Dr. Ryan see ahead for Jed Billings? And how much longer will lovely Penny Gibbs have to wait for the happiness she deserves? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger Cut Beef, and Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. That's right, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste, because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. For example, if porterhouse steak is your favorite, you'll find that at Kroger's you don't pay steak price for stringy ends and waste. The Kroger method of cutting beef removes the long, stringy end and excess waste before the steak is weighed and priced. But see for yourself by visiting your Kroger store. Notice that you get more meat, less waste, and it's top U.S. government grades of beef. Beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. Ladies, remember, too, Kroger cut beef is available only at Kroger stores. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store and buy Kroger cut beef. It's delicious and juicy. Get Kroger cut beef and get more meat, less waste at your neighborhood Kroger store. Be sure to listen in tomorrow, same time, same station, for another absorbing transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony. It's Kroger for better values in famous foods. Yes, the wonderful foods you see advertised in Life magazine are featured in your neighborhood Kroger store. Shop at Kroger for better values.